They are both falling. What is that? Job openings and people quitting. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 29th day of August. Thanks for being with us. In other business news, consumers continue to worry about the economy, and we'll give you those details. But it's confusing. Consumers are worried about the economy, but spending big time on vacations. The face of American industrialization is reviewing buyout offers. A new report outlines how unions can have a better impact on the middle class. We've got the Wall Street Report and consumers tire of rounding up for charity. For the interview, tips on how you can become a more active listener. Our guest is Ro Crosby from Tarot International. But first, the news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent, focusandfind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome back to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you're along for the ride again today. Reach us on Twitter or X at IOB_NewsHour or on Threads at Insight on Business. In a clear sign, the labor market may be starting to cool. Businesses posted far fewer open jobs in July, and the number of Americans quitting their jobs fell sharply for the second straight month. The Associated Press is reporting that the number of job vacancies dropped to 8.8 million last month. That's according to the Labor Department. And that is the fewest since March of 2021 and down from 9.2 million just since June. July's figure was still historically high. Before the pandemic, the number of openings had never topped 8 million, and there are still roughly 1.5 available jobs for each unemployed worker, which is also elevated, but down from a peak of last year, which was 1.9 jobs per worker. Meanwhile, fewer Americans also quit, with 3.5 million people leaving their jobs last month. That's down from 3.8 million in June, the lowest since February of 2021. Most Americans quit work for other better-paying jobs, and during and after the pandemic, there was a big spike in quitting as workers sought higher pay and benefits elsewhere. Job openings and quits are two things the Fed watches very closely as it continues to try to fight inflation. Well, both of those reports helped boost Wall Street to yet another winning day, with all three of the major indexes finishing Tuesday in the green. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. A falling job market tends to mean that businesses will not have to compete so heavily for workers. That competition usually comes with higher wages and benefits, which the Federal Reserve says helps keep inflation high. Well, the AP is reporting that the Conference Board, that's a business research group, said its Consumer Confidence Index tumbled to 106.1 in August from a revised 114 in July. Analysts were expecting a reading of 116. The index measures both Americans' assessment of the current economic conditions and their outlook for the next 6 months. Both measures saw significant declines in August. So the question is, what the heck? Why does this matter? Well, consumer spending accounts for around 70% of U.S. economic activity, so economists and investors pay close attention to their mood to gauge how it may affect the broader economy. Confidence appeared to rebound late in the spring as inflation eased in the face of 11 interest rate hikes by the Federal Reserve. But this month's downturn reflects consumer anxiety over spending on non-essential goods, particularly if they have to put it on a credit card with an elevated interest rate. All right, So now we have just shared with you that consumers are nervous about the economy and say they're cutting back on spending. Except that may not be entirely accurate. Bloomberg is reporting that nearly half of consumers in August were planning a trip in the next 6 months. That is the highest share of all year long, according to recent data. And about one in five of them are going abroad. That's a record share in the data going back to the 1970s. Demand for international travel has largely recovered as Americans take advantage of reopening borders, a strong dollar, and lower airfares in recent months. And that is prompting airlines to boost service and expand routes, and has helped drive a measure of spending abroad by U.S. travelers to an all-time high earlier this year. The vacation plans reflect Americans' demand for experiences in a post-pandemic world. Despite an overall easing in consumer confidence in August as inflation and interest rate expectations rose, many households are still buoyed by the healthy labor market and excess savings. And some folks think all of this is going to just go away and be fixed soon. So, hey, let's spend the money and go abroad. It is a company that's been around since 1875 and really is the symbol of American industrialization. And the AP is reporting that U.S. Steel is in the process of reviewing multiple offers for the storied company. U.S. Steel rejected a $7.3 billion buyout proposal from rival Cleveland-Cliffs just 2 weeks ago, and that offer was followed by a $7.8 billion bid from the industrial conglomerate Esmark. Shares of the Pittsburgh steelmaker soared more than 30% on speculation the deal was imminent. In a letter to shareholders, U.S. Steel said it had entered into confidentiality agreements with numerous third parties and was beginning to share due diligence information with potential buyers. Soaring prices have helped fuel consolidation in the U.S. steel industry this decade. Steel prices more than quadrupled near the start of the pandemic to nearly $2,000 per metric ton by the summer of 2021, as supply chains experienced gridlock. That was a symptom of surging demand for goods and the lack of anticipation of that demand. So the question is, will a buyout go through? Watch this space. You know, as parents face what many believe is an unstable future, some middle-class families are finding it difficult to give their kids a better life. Well, now, a new report from the Treasury suggests that unions can help. Business Insider is reporting that this report looks at how unions impact the economy and middle class, and it looked at how the middle class has deteriorated in the United States and ways that unions might change all of that. Here's some details for you. Middle-class workers, whom the Treasury defines as falling in the middle of the national income distribution and by markers such as owning a home or being able to afford a college education, have seen real wages barely grow, income volatility increase, house prices skyrocket, and many debt-to-income ratios are being more than doubled. Many are also contending with student loan and mortgage debt, leaving them unable to save for retirement. And that is where unions can come in, says Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. Quote, "These findings challenge arguments that unions hold back growth," end quote. That's what Yellen said in a recent release. Quote, "Unions could contribute to reversing the stark increase in inequality that we've seen in recent decades, promoting economy-wide growth," end quote. Wow. So what's the story? Well, over the past 50 years, middle-class wages have stagnated, with middle-class workers still earning less than the highest earners' median income in 1970. Pew Research Center found that the share of adults living in middle-class households fell from 61% back in 1971 to 50% in 2021. The Treasury report found that union workers make 10 to 15% more than non-unionized colleagues, And that's one economic factor that could give union workers who are more likely to be considered middle class a boost. But beyond higher pay, union workers are five times more likely to have what's called defined benefit retirement plans, meaning that their retirement funds will guarantee a specific monthly payout once they're no longer working. In addition, union workers are more likely to know their schedules ahead of time, cutting down on scheduling instability and effectively putting more money in their pockets since they're able to plan ahead for things like, yeah, childcare. It's an amazing report, by the way. Well, it was another good day on Wall Street as the major indexes gained yet again today. The Dow picked up 292 points to close at 34,852, while the NASDAQ added 238 points to bounce upward to 13,943, and the S&P 500 gained a whopping 64 points to close at 4,497. Stocks posted the third consecutive day of gains in an otherwise downbeat trading month for August. New numbers show job openings in July retreating to that 28-month low, while fewer workers were quitting. Job listings dropped to 8.8 million, lower than the forecast of 9.5 million. Meanwhile, 3.5 million people quit their jobs in July, the lowest level in over 2.5 years, a sign that job seekers are getting more cautious. So, why did the markets bounce upward so dramatically today? I'll tell you. The data increased the chances that the Federal Reserve will ease off of any additional interest rate hikes. That is why. And by the way, West Texas Intermediate crude soared upward by $1.22 to close at $81.32 a barrel. And finally, there is this. And this is about how consumers are becoming very weary of charity roundups. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that roundup initiatives, that's requests for adding a buck or two to donate to a charitable cause when you make a purchase, have proven extremely effective, with donations jumping 24% in 3 years to more than $749 million. But there is a but. Consumer enthusiasm is waning, according to an Accelerist survey. Some customers have been annoyed by being automatically enrolled in reoccurring donations they didn't mean to sign up for, while others simply want more control over where their charitable giving goes. All right, stay with us for the interview, because this is some valuable information for those of you who want to up your ability to effectively communicate with others. My guest is Roe Crosby, the founder, president, and CEO of Tarot International, who will offer some solid tips on becoming a more active listener. Click through to listen, and thanks again for being here.